During the two conventions, NPR's David Greene has been traveling the country talking to Americans about leadership. We've called the series Take Me to Your Leader. Today, David's story starts with a chance encounter in Kansas City, Missouri.
It was supposed to be just lunch at a Mexican restaurant in Kansas City, but then we struck up a conversation with three women sitting nearby.
That is a giant burrito.
I didn't know it was this big. This is my first time here.
So, that's Dawn Mosley. She's 41 years old and is with two younger girlfriends. It's a celebration of sorts because these women have survived a lot. LaShonda Clemens is finishing up her lunch. She's just gotten on her feet again after battling a tough illness.
And I had fluid built around my spinal cord, so I couldn't walk, and now I'm able to walk and everything.
It was a frightening time for this single mother of three. At age 33, LaShonda works as a nurse's assistant, but her job doesn't provide health insurance.
And it was like everywhere I went, they turned their backs.
She couldn't work, but wasn't eligible for disability. Medicaid paid for the surgery she needed, but she couldn't eat on her own for weeks. She turned to her neighbor, Dawn.
She really stepped in as a mom to my kids and to me. Even though I'm so strong-minded and want to get up and take care of myself and don't want to depend on nobody, I was trying and she'll fuss at me. Sit down. I'll come and do it.
Dawn and her friends live in Kansas City. Their neighborhood is quiet with single-family homes. Some are tidy, some have boarded up windows. The women have brought us for a visit. Kids are playing and a little curious about our microphones.
I want to be on the TV.
Look, Clyde just went in.
What channel is it?
What channel?
It's a radio station.
An ice cream truck rolls by. It's a hot afternoon.
Can you give me some shade?
Monique Anderson Gates is Dawn's other friend and has had her own struggles. A drunk driver hit Monique's car and ended her pregnancy. She was out of work and dealing with a divorce. She says she felt like she had nothing to live for. She wasn't sure where to turn. She thought about government but was denied food stamps. She thought of her friends.
Someone steps in and actually help out in that area. They got a best friend here for life.
Her neighbor, Dawn Mosley, turned out to be an important friend. Dawn got Monique work renovating houses, and she pushed Monique to return to a 2-year vocational program. At 28, Monique's graduating this fall. I asked Dawn what inspires her to reach out to her friends, and she says it's what she's been through.
When I was living in Atlanta, I was homeless, living in an abandoned house, and they had a walnut tree. That's how I survived. I ate walnuts. I'm a survivor.
Dawn also fought a drug addiction. She cleaned up a decade ago after landing in the Midwest to be with her mom, who was dying of cancer.
I'm a true believer that you go through things for a reason. Okay? God lets you go through things so you can learn from them.
She says she's touched if her friends see her as a mentor.
Yeah, I didn't even know they felt like that. I really didn't. Because we haven't talked about nothing like that, but they know if they need me, I'm there.
Dawn Mosley, leading by example in one neighborhood of Kansas City. I'm David Greene, NPR News.